God bless you. Excuse me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget. We're 15 minutes of your day, starting at 6 a.m. Eastern. 15 minutes can transform your life. God's word can speak to us, change us, transform us in such a way that it is undeniable and that causes us to be more like him. So grateful to God that he has spared us, kept us, brought us together once again. Let's pray this morning. Father, we love you today. God, we thank you. Thank you, God, because there is someone who laid down last night with plans, designs to get things accomplished today, not realizing that their name was going to be called and that their eyes were no longer open on this side. But God, you spared us. You kept us. Not only did you keep us, but you kept us in our right mind. You kept us with our cognitive skills. You kept us with the ability of our limbs. You've kept us, God, kept us from hurt, harm, and danger. And God, we're grateful. God, will never be able to tell the story of not just how you kept us last night, but how you kept us through the week, how you kept us from last week, from last month. And God, we're grateful. Now, God, as we have opportunity to study your word today, God, speak to us. Speak to us in a way, God, that you've never spoken to us before. Holy Spirit, translate for us what God is saying to us today. God, give us the ability to be able to understand what you're saying to us. God, that we might be better when we close out this call than we were when we came on the call. God, speak to those places that have been dormant. God, water those places that have been stagnant. God, that they may live again, and not just live again, but live in you. God, we bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God for each of you that have joined this morning. We're going to go to the Gospel of St. John. The Gospel of St. John. We're going to start at the first verse. The Gospel of St. John, starting at verse 1. We're going to start from the... You know what? We're going to start from the Message. We're going to read this from the Message. John 13, going to start at verse 1, from the Message. And it reads as follows. Just before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that the time had come to leave this world to go to the Father. Having loved his dear companions, he continued to love them right to the end. It was supper time. The devil by now had Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, firmly in his grip, all set for the betrayal. Jesus knew that the Father had put him in complete charge of everything, that he came from God and was on his way back to God. So he got up from the supper table, set aside his robe, and put on an apron. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples, drying them with his apron. When he got to Simon Peter, Peter said, "Master, you wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You don't understand now what I'm doing, but it will be clear enough to you later." Peter persisted, "You're not going to wash my feet ever." Jesus said, "If I don't wash you, you can't be a part of what I'm doing." "Master," said Peter, "not only my feet then, wash my hands. Wash my head." Jesus said, "If you've had a bath in the morning, you only need your feet washed now, and you're clean from head to toe. My concern, you understand, is holiness, not hygiene. So now you're clean, but not every one of you. He knew who was betraying him. That's why he said, not every one of you. After he had finished washing their feet, he took his robe, put it back on, and went back to his place at the table. Then he said, do you understand what I have done to you? You address me as teacher and master, and rightly so. That's what I am. So if I, the master and teacher, washed your feet, you must now wash each other's feet. I've laid down a pattern for you. What I've done, you do. I'm only pointing out the obvious. A servant is not ranked above his master. An employee does not give orders to the employer. If you understand what I'm telling you, act like it and live a blessed life. Thus read John, the 13th chapter, the 1st through the 17th verse, and God's word is for God's people, and it is blessed. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Who is your role model? Who is your role model? You all, in 1993, in the 90s, I was a really big basketball fan, I'm from Chicago. Of course, I followed the dynasty, the Chicago Bulls. But I also, of course, had to watch the teams that played the Bulls. And so I used to watch the Spurs a lot. And there was a young man by the name of David Robinson. He used to call him the general, came out of the military, played basketball for the Spurs. And he was making headlines, not just for his basketball skills, but for his humility and his generosity. Even though he was a superstar, he was known for serving his community. He mentored kids, he gave to charity, and sometimes he would personally help the janitors clean the locker room. And when he was asked why, he simply said, I want to follow the example that Christ left for us. You all, I want you to think about what a role model is. The definition of a role model is a person looked to by others as an example to be imitated. And society celebrates role models who achieve greatness, but few emphasize those who serve with humility. And you all, as the children of God, our ultimate role model isn't an athlete, isn't a celebrity, it isn't a billionaire. It's Jesus. And in John 13, he shows us exactly what godly leadership, humility, and love should look like. You all, just before the Last Supper, as we just read, Jesus did something unthinkable. He, the Son of God, he kneels down and he washes the feet of his disciples. You all, this act of service wasn't just a kind gesture. It was a lesson for us. Isn't that what he made clear when he said in verse 15, I've laid down a pattern for you. What I've done, you do. If Jesus is truly our role model, then we should live the way or in a way that reflects him. So let's look at three ways that we just learned in this passage that Jesus teaches us to follow his example. First way we should follow his example is by serving selflessly. Serving selflessly. The scripture says that if he washed the disciples' feet, he told disciples, if I washed your feet, now you must now wash each other's feet. and you all understanding that washing feet was the job of a servant, not of a king. Yet Jesus, who's the King of Kings, knelt before the disciples, even Judas, and served them. Y'all, that's radical. It's a radical demonstration of selflessness. And true leadership in the kingdom isn't about titles, isn't about recognitions, isn't about having a collar. It's about service. Jesus showed that no task is beneath us when love is the motive. And that's the reason why the scripture tells us in Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. You all, we should be looking for ways to serve others and not wait for someone to serve us. But not only did he, should we follow his example in serving selflessly, but we should follow his example in loving unconditionally. And that's what verse 1 tells us, that he loved his dear companions, and he continued to love them right to the end. I want you to think about this, because Jesus didn't just wash the feet of the disciples who adored him, but he also washed the feet of Peter. Remember, Peter would deny him 3 times. And he washed the feet of Judas, who would betray him to death on a cross. What you think about that, man? That's love beyond all logical thinking. Because loving unconditionally means showing kindness even when it isn't deserved. It means forgiving when it's hard, y'all. It means serving those who might not ever thank you. And that's the kind of love Jesus modeled. Matthew 5:44 tells us to love our enemies. Yeah, there go that scripture again we try to avoid. We're to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. You all, there's always going to be someone in your life that's difficult to love. But you still got to demonstrate Christ-like love to them in spite of. Not only should we follow his example by serving selflessly and by loving unconditionally, but you all, we've got to follow his example by leading humbly. That scripture says, you call me teacher and Lord, and you are correct, because that's who I am. He said, that's who I am. You're calling me right. You're calling me your teacher, your rabbi. You're calling me your Lord, one who's over your life. But he led by example. He didn't demand honor. That's not how Jesus lived his life. He demonstrated humility. He didn't expect to be served, but he served freely. You all understand that true leadership isn't about power, but it isn't about authority. It's about your posture. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. It's not about authority. It's not about who recognizes you as being in charge. It is about your posture. Yeah. And Jesus showed us that humility is the mark of a great leader. If you want to lead, you must first be willing to kneel. You all, are you leading with humility, no matter what organization you're a part of? And let's be clear, because sometimes humility is really false humility. If you've got to tell people that you're humble in what you do, then you're probably not humble. Because humble doesn't have to tell someone it's humble. It's shown. It's shown through servant leadership, by you kneeling and others following. Because Jesus didn't just tell us how to live, he showed us how to live. And if he is truly our role model, then we must reflect him in the way we serve, the way we love, the way we lead. You are a true role model, is someone worth imitating. So who is your role model? Let's pray. Father, we thank you, and we thank Jesus for being the ultimate example of humility, love, and service. God, help us to follow in his footsteps, to serve without pride, to love without limits, and to lead with humility. Help us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.